them into objects because we're not.
Objectification.
Like, yeah, right? And objectification is a bigger problem with the culture and not necessarily just with geeky things or whatever. And I could probably go on a whole feminist rant about, like, the problem is not with the fact that some characters are sexy. No, there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with a woman who wants to show off her cleavage if she has it. Nothing, literally nothing wrong with that. The problem is with the culture and the entitlement and the thing that the objectification and the attitude that that gives to people, because that is the culture that has been served to you. And if you want to not be lumped in with other people who think that they can just touch a girl however they want, don't. Like, the solution to not being a chauvinist jerk is to not be.
Do you believe that it's like, you know, like, do you believe that, you know, it may be a result because, you know, there may be a lack of manners among men, in this regard, that men have forgotten to be gentlemen?
I think gentleman is benevolent sexism at best.
I see.
But I think that you should always treat anyone with respect, man or woman, and that if you can't respect someone's space, fuck you. As far as personal experiences go, that doesn't happen to me too often. And I think part of that has to do with the fact that I am either a villain, someone who's really kind of intimidating, or a guy. I've done a couple crossplays. And my gray crossplay is pretty convincing. It's an open shirt crossplay, so it's like, oh, look, Manchest. How do you do?
How do you do?
But like at Otakon, I definitely had some dude and this is while I was in Galaxia, no less, like, who would not take go away for an answer. Like, was like, can I get a picture with you? The answer is yes, of course. Then, you know, wouldn't stop talking to me, trying to put his arm around me and all that other stuff, and just not respecting my space. Like, I literally had to, like, push him away and put my boyfriend in between me and him and be like, dude, step off. So, like, if people aren't even going to respect me probably at my most terrifying, like, I can't imagine what they do to people who are smaller or look more like an easier target. Let me put it that way.
All right. Well, that sounds quite fair there. But do you think that this is something – so you say this is something more to do with the culture than just the subculture itself?
Yeah, I think it has to do with the culture as a greater whole, and that the subculture is just particularly afflicted by it.
I see.
Because think about, like, advertising and stuff like that. Lots of advertising certainly uses a sexy lady to sell you things because we're under the mistaken impression that sex sells, and it doesn't really – there's studies to back that up, which I would cite if I could, if my brain were actually the internet.
We've all seen them.
Yeah.
But considering, I mean, you know, for, you know, many cosplayers, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, before it was a lot of societal rejection. Now it's, I mean, you know, there's various issues from, you know, cosplay is not consent to, you know, to the detractors who say you don't look the part, which I don't think anybody would dare say to Sailor Galaxia, lest they lose their star crystal in the process. Have they, though?
No. No. You've seen me in that costume.
I most sincerely have. Which is why I still have my crystal.
And honestly, a lot of that, like, you don't look the part, that bullshit, that happens online. I have never overheard or heard anybody say that kind of shit to someone to their face, because that sort of asshole-ish behavior is best done with the medium of a computer in between you and somebody else, or your phone, because people are mobile these days. It's on the internet, and it's an endemic. I try to avoid, like, cosplay stuff on Facebook, or I mean, I have my fan page, and thankfully I'm not popular enough to have haters, which is cool. but I'm talking about like big groups, like big cosplay pages, and like if you're gonna shame somebody for putting the work into expressing themselves as one of their favorite characters, get the fuck out. Like, I have no time for you. Mm-hmm. And as an artist and a craftsperson, I've seen work that was not very good. Like, sometimes bad is bad. And I'm not gonna call anybody out or anything like that, because that's incredibly unprofessional. Mm-hmm. But there's a difference between you tried to make something and it didn't turn out very well, and like shaming someone for being fat or say black in a costume on the internet, because that crap needs to stop. Mm-hmm. That's not cool at all. And even like, even someone whose costume maybe doesn't have the best craftsmanship on it, there's no reason to make fun of that person. In fact, if they're cosplaying from something that you like too, why not talk to them about how they made their costume and then realize that, oh, they did this particular sewing method inefficiently. Did you know you can use this tool to make it better? Have you tried looking at this tutorial? I followed that and it came out really clean, or whatever. I mean, there's a lot.
It should be about the constructive criticism.
Absolutely. Mm. And like, if you have mad skills, and I know lots of people who have mad skills, you shouldn't be a snob. Like, that's...
It's just absolutely and positively wrong.
Yeah. In fact, like, even, like, and I've done, like I said, I did competitive cosplay as Galaxian. That was really my first attempt at anything competitive. And the atmosphere backstage at the competition was really friendly. Like, I mean, nobody going in knows at what level anybody else is. So it was just like, oh, you made this out of this? That's so cool. Oh my God, you look so good. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It was really positive. Mm-hmm. And that, so it kind of appalls me, that backstage before the show, before our walk-ons and our, you know, all the stuff that you do when you show off your competition pieces and like before you go in to be judged, that the attitude there is so positive. And then when you get to the internet, it's just tearing people apart. What the hell? Like, so two-faced.
Do you believe it is like just the lack of the face-to-face element that may be at fault here? Is just simply we're not treating it as if it is face-to-face. It's an impersonal thing, almost mechanical. And because of that, do you think that might drop our personality in that thing?
Oh, you mean like on the internet?
Indeed.
Oh, yeah, I think it's the greater internet fuckwad theory, where, you know...
I am unfamiliar with said theory.
Oh, really? Okay, it's basically person plus internet plus anonymity equals total asshole. That is the greater internet fuckwad theory. So, yeah, I think you're right that the lack of face-to-face interaction, the fact that to look at someone and go, you're black, you don't look like Naruto, would require the wrong kind of balls. You'd have to have a lot of courage to do that, and not the good kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I couldn't. Most people I don't think are possessed of that level of asshole. But give them a computer or a cell phone and like a username on Instagram or Tumblr or whatever, and they'll just say whatever. Especially